This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. We got minicamp coming up. OTAs are going. The word is everybody that's supposed to be there is there. So it's been a good turnout. I think the urgency button has been pushed over there. And minicamp is on the way. We'll have all the rookies showing up. Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Fins, and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast, who joined us a lot, joins us this morning. Kyle, got a lot of stuff to get to. And I got to start with the Tyreek. And I've been – you see Tyreek decide to come out with his top five quarterbacks?
Yeah, I saw some clip. I also saw somebody suggested that outside of the part that was clipped for social media, he did say, well, besides Tua, I'll leave Tua out and then give you my five. So I don't know the whole story on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that sounds better, but the problem is the part that's out there right now does not look good for doing, you know, it just no matter what, my man just can't, I don't know. We got to find some hobbies for him. We got to come up with some new hobbies that are less entertaining for us. Hey, Kyle, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I wanted to have you on here to talk a little bit. Hey, the Jalen Ramsey thing, man, it's a distraction. It really is. When do you see something happening, and how will it happen, and do you see some teams interested?
I definitely believe there are a number of teams that are interested. It's just kind of that intersection of – kind of the economics for the Dolphins, the economics for other teams, the trade value, where he's at from a career perspective, and kind of what his long-term outlook looks like and why you would give a meaningful asset for him. I think if it was going to – the biggest motivation for that to have happened came and went with the NFL draft, where he could have been a piece of potentially an asset swap or something like that. At this point, all of the insider reporting continues to suggest that teams are waiting for the Dolphins to kind of open up the checkbook and pay some more of his salary when they already paid him a $4 million roster bonus in March. So they're inclined to say, we've already paid him $4 million. We're not paying him anymore. And other teams are saying, well, if you want anything of substance and meaning, you're going to have to pay more of his salary. So because of the way the salary cap schedule for his contract works, if the Dolphins are going to balk and they're going to eventually pay more, I'm inclined to think that will have to happen after June 1st when they can split the salary cap hit between this year and next year. Because if they trade him before June 1st, at this point, they're going to lose $12 million in cap space without paying any more of his salary.
Yeah.
So you can soften that blow by doing it after June 1st, where you would actually save a few million dollars, and then that would open you up to say, okay, we'll pay a few million dollars, which is technically from a salary cap standpoint, meaning they're not going to save any money against the cap this year, but they have 17 in space, so they don't really need it. But if you trade him now and you lose $12 million and then you pay him another $5 million, now you got to restructure all your contracts that you have on the books just to have enough operating space to sign your rookies and get through the season.
Yeah. All right, so we've gone over this cornerback thing before. Storm Duck, Cam Smith, Jason Marshall, their fifth-round pick, Isaiah Johnson, Ethan Bonner. I'm probably missing somebody, but that's your group. You don't believe they're prepared to go with that group. They're going to add some more veteran players. You agree, right?
With all due respect to the guys in the room, if that's your cornerback room for day one, it's an unserious room. So I know it's been reported. I believe Barry Jackson's reported. They've been in touch with Rasul Douglas from Buffalo, who brings kind of a physical element, but kind of getting towards the late stage. I think he's got more left in the tank than Jordan Poyer does. So if you hear former Buffalo DB Dolphins talking to in free agency and you get a little PTSD, I think I think Douglas has more to work with than Poyer did coming out of last year.
Yeah.
But you're concerned about, you know, that was the bet that they placed last year with Kendall Fuller. And by the end of the year, Kendall looked like a corner that was playing on the north side of 30. So, right. I don't know how good of a fit he would be for what the Dolphins are trying to do internally and with their locker room, because he's had some off-the-field stuff. I think the best talent available is Jack Jones, who is coming off of a stint with Las Vegas, and previously before that he was in New England and had some stuff off the field. But that would be the name, like, if you want an upside play, not necessarily that I would give him a long-term contract, but to come in on the past 2 years they've kind of angled this compensatory thing for guys that leave in free agency because they haven't been big spenders. If that's kind of the long-term vision for how they operate in free agency and they want to get back to building through the draft and all that kind of stuff, that could be a guy that could come in on a one-year deal, play well, and then potentially get a big contract elsewhere. So there's a short-term and a long-term benefit there, even if he's not a guy that kind of fits your long-term vision of what you want the locker room to look like.
Yeah.
So that's just another name to kind of throw out there, because I think they're going to have to get a little creative here to get a little bit more juice in this room.
Asante Samuel Jr. is a St. Thomas Aquinas guy from down here, went to St. Thomas.
Yep.
We keep hearing about his shoulder. Do we know anything about him and where he is? He's a young guy still, and he got off to a great start with his career with the Chargers, and then got the injury bug.
Yeah, I think there's three things, two of them that play off of each other. One of the size and the durability. He's not a really big guy at corner, and so that sometimes shows up with his tackling, and it's also kind of showed up with this shoulder issue that obviously if he doesn't have that issue, he's probably long signed by now by somebody else. The other question that I would have for his fit in Miami is the price point. You know, as if everybody runs out of money spending on somebody else, he's eventually just going to have to get comfortable with a short-term price point that maybe wasn't what he aspired for. But that would be the other big question that I have for him is, well, the Dolphins are trying to get away from some of these big contracts for guys that can't stay on the field. With the shoulder injury, are you really willing to dip a big amount of guaranteed money and investment into a player like that who just kind of feels like it's playing with fire and ignoring some of the lessons that you probably should have learned from the last couple of years in free agency?
Kyle, you're up in that Philly area. They keep talking about Jalen Ramsey playing for Vic Fangio because he had him down here. I don't see it happening. I don't see that marriage happening. I think sometimes you're limited with Jalen Ramsey, who's all business. Don't get me wrong. He's a good player. What do you think? Could you see that happening?
I'd be surprised. Now, I also know Philly with Howie Roseman, they do their due diligence on everything, so I would not be surprised if they called. I don't think that would be the most likely fit, in part because some of the stuff when Vic was here and Jalen was here and the frustrations about usage and how apparently he went rogue to match up in 1 week against the Jets in 23. And I would be inclined to think that there's two other spots that he has connections with the Rams, which seems to be the one that all the big-time league insiders continue to point to and nod to, and it doesn't hurt that Sean McVay is doing interviews and getting asked about Ramsey and is not dismissing the idea of reacquiring him. But then also the Falcons with Raheem Morris, who had a stint there in L.A. with the Rams as well. He's down in Atlanta, and they took two pass rushers and two safeties with their primary draft capital, and they had a need at corner coming in as well. So I would not dismiss those teams. I think they would be much more likely, in my opinion, than Philadelphia to close on a deal.
All right, so I want to say this because it's sounding like I'm talking about our needs, and I love their top two picks. I don't have a problem. I know they got the number one tackle they wanted in Kenneth Grant, and I know they moved up 11 spots, and they really like Savanea out of Arizona State. And I like the picks, and I'm not going to second-guess them at all. Do you feel strongly about both of them, that they needed to go those two positions, or you got a problem with them?
I got no problem with it, and the biggest reason why is, the biggest pitfall and complaint and talking point about this team the last couple of years has been how soft they are. And, those are not soft football players, and they're potential tone setters on the inside of the trenches, and that's been when Miami's run up against better teams. It's kind of been where they've been outclassed, and I appreciate the awareness, the self-awareness of kind of the central theme of making those picks. I think the biggest criticism that you get with Kenneth Grant is some of the perception that he's just an A-gap defender, and I don't see that on his tape at all. It wasn't where he was used. I don't think it's where his athletic profile fits. I think the only thing that makes sense with that is his size, or is it his weight. So I like the vision of the top two picks, and I think the complaints that I would have, or the critiques I would have about the draft, is kind of wishing that they found ways to make more selections and get more youth into the roster.
Yeah, no. I agree. Hey, so let's talk depth as we start to look. And they had that early depth chart out, and you can see the whole thing. You're not worried about the offensive line, and I'm not talking starting five. If everybody's able to play, I'm with you on that, and I don't have a problem with that, with James Daniels being 100%. But you seem to be fine with the backup group with Keon Smith and Liam Eikenberg and Andrew Meyer. Would you be accurate? Those would be your next three up?
I think they need one more body, if I'm being honest. And ideally somebody that can play guard or tackle, because they have some flexibility with what they have to do center between, Andrew Meyer, they invested the whole year in last year, and then you also have Liam Eikenberg, who can do it and is super cheap, and that's the value of a 53 spot for him, is the fact that, you're carrying one player for that economic price point that can do all of the alignments and positions on the line, even though the ceiling's not very high, right? I think you probably ideally need another utility guard tackle type player. I know Daniel Brunskill is still out there. He played in San Francisco before his most recent stint in Tennessee. I think he played last year for less than $3 million.
You like Borum, by the way? Before I forget, I know they got him. Did they get him more for guard or tackle?
I think he can play both. I think his ceiling is higher at guard. But I would also say kind of not to the same degree as Aaron Brewer the past year in Tennessee, but, kind of the book on Aaron Brewer was kind of really struggles in pass protection, and it was a scheme that didn't really play to his strengths. I saw some of that with Borum in Chicago, where, Caleb Williams is holding the ball and Justin Fields. I mean, those guys held the ball for more than 3 seconds per dropback. Right? You're not going to have a lot of guys that have success in pass protection if you're asking them to play that much time under tension on a down-by-down basis. Mm-hmm. So to a much less extreme degree, I think Borum will be a better fit, like Brewer was a better fit for this offense because his strengths are kind of initial bursts in athleticism and displacement ability in the run game. Yeah. And that kind of plays into Miami. So I think he's a viable utility option for the Dolphins as a depth player.
I know. I think we agree that I'm okay with the safety group, and they're just you don't have a lot of guys got a lot of starts, but they're going to have to. This roster is going to have to trust in some free agents or some guys coming back that are going to get a chance to play, whether it's a draft pick or a draft pick from last year that didn't get to play a lot. But the other position that's I like our defensive line if we play these young guys. I got Zach Sealer. And I start to look around at that group. I'm okay if the next two guys, Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips, play a lot of football. And I'm guessing Benito Jones is going to be in there too. You all right with that group?
Yeah, and realistically, they only had a four-man rotation in its entirety last year.
Right.
I mean, they I know that was something Anthony Weaver talked about in training camp, and they aspired to have a lot of rotation and depth, but they had to get by with kind of the four guys, and anytime they put that fifth guy out there, whether it was Neil Farrell or Brandon Peely, it was kind of disastrous reps. So they learned last year to get by with four. So I think they've got a four they can feel pretty good about, and you know, maybe you aspire to get a fifth guy that can kind of do some Emmanuel Ogba, Calais Campbell type things where he can play inside or he can play over top of a tackle.
Yeah.
And then they have that added depth with health this year on the edge group as well. So I think they're okay there. I would probably, my shopping list would have corners. I'd like to get ideally probably one more utility offensive lineman and one more utility defensive lineman. And I think you're probably ready to roll into training camp if those were the moves that they made.
You have to help me out with Chris Greer saying there was a lot of veteran cornerbacks out there on the market that were still really good. I'm not sure. Like, there are some guys out there, but he made it sound like a bunch of guys just waiting before they sign. And I didn't know if we were missing another list besides that group we've been talking about. I'm not trying. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic maybe a little bit, but
I think you are a little bit. That's okay. Stephon Gilmore is still out there.
And that's right.
Played at a pretty high level last year. Now he's 35, so that's, you know, how comfortable are you with that? And he's kind of proven based off his play the last couple of years. He doesn't meet the regular standard for the age cliff at corner. I think he certainly transcended that with already. But again, it's putting a lot of eggs in that basket if that's the bet that you choose to place on an age outlier. The other name that I've seen attached to Miami is James Bradberry. I think that one would be a mistake based off of, you know, Philly was stuck with Bradberry for 2 years longer than they wanted to be based off his contract and how they handled that. So that would be another name that's kind of on the market that people know, but that would be the one I would be the least excited to see would be an answer for them.
Well, that's throwing out some names there today. I like that. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it as always for you coming on. Great having you.
Pleasure, Joe. All love talking to you, man.
Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast, man. He is super hot right now and love having him on here. Talk about a team that he covers like a scout here for the Miami Dolphins. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Man, the same partners. So when you walk through that front door, shake your hand, and you're going, okay, we've done this a little bit here in our injury. And, well, no. Harvey and Gary, we're partners, and we're going to handle your case. Oh, okay. You sure there's not? Because everybody else is handing me off to other attorney. No, that's not how we do it. And by the way, I got a communication problem. Like, they don't keep us updated on my case, man. I'm hurting, fell down, got in a car accident. Man, nobody's getting back to me. I don't feel like I'm very important in that other place. Everybody's important with Harvey and Gary. It is about great communication, giving you updates on everything about your case, and even being able to get a hold of them on a weekend. That's what you get with 30 plus years of experience, big enough to go to trial, get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews on what everybody's saying about them. I think you're going to like them a lot. Special guys, Harvey and Gary, man, ready to go for you to give you quality work and get you the most money. Always go to KonaJuda.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Kyle Krabs, thank you so much. Little work left, little work. The front part looks good. The front part's got a chance, but there are going to be injuries, and you need some depth. And no matter what we say, we got to play draft picks. You got to throw them out there. I'm all for veteran guys coming in and journeymen coming in, and there's always great stories with it, and you got to fill out this 90-man roster, and I understand it, to practice with, and there will be a great story or two. But you draft these guys. You put a lot of time into this friggin' draft. Let's get guys and play them. And the way it's set up, 1 and 2 are going to play. I mean, 1 and 2 are – you can put them wherever you want on your make-believe depth chart here in the offseason because those two are going to start. They are going to start and start quickly. Then it gets interesting. We didn't get into it, but they also, for the first time in a while, we got, besides a fullback, Ingold, who I really like. I think he's a class act to start with, but we got two 225-pound running backs. So we get a little more size to go with the other two running backs. So hopefully that will help you running the ball and keeping drives going and being able to hand it off and trust that you can pick up that yard or two with the size of the two guards that you picked up and with two bigger backs. So there's a reason. You look at some of the moves and you can kind of put the pieces to the puzzle together on what exactly they were thinking when they decided to do this. So, yeah. Bill Lindsay, by the way, Panthers radio analyst, going to join us coming up here in about half an hour. We'll talk to him from Toronto. Last night, slow start. Holy smokes, was it 3-1 down in the first period, 4-1 down after two periods, and then the big comeback with three goals in the third period and got it to 5-4. And with 1:55 left, got a couple of shots, pretty good shots too. Got a couple chances to tie it up and couldn't do it. And, of course, the other story you're going to hear a lot about, and we'll be talking about Anthony Stolarz. The goalie leaves in the second period with a concussion, that the Sam Bennett forearm elbow that everybody's talking about. And Sam, of course, is getting ripped by everybody that he's a cheap player, and you're going to hear all the things, and he's physical and chippy and dirty sometimes, and this is what he does, and all that stuff. But I got news for you. Because we're kind of like specialists on a concussion down here. I think that thing happened long before that hit last night. I do. I think it had something to do with that puck he took to the head. He took a direct shot puck to the head. And they did the close-up after his mask got knocked off. And he was trying to clear his head. You could see him shaking his head like, you get dinged up. And you're not all there for a second. And you're just trying to shake it off And then he, went back to playing. I think the second one just was that was the knockout. And then he came over and, to the side and played a little bit and then came over and started throwing up. And I think they put him on a stretcher and ambulance got him to the hospital to check him out. So
a bunch of the Twitter doctors, they always weigh in on the injuries and they're ripping the way that this was handled.
From not seeing the first one on what I was talking. So I saw it on TV, and again, I'm going, well, it's probably just us, man. We're the only ones got to be cautious about everything down here.
Why would they think, the puck hitting him that way would not be the main cause of that?
Well, I don't know why.
Guys get hit in the football. I'm guessing a football helmet is similar to a goalie mask, right?
I just happened, that thing
at 100 something miles an hour.
I don't know what the speed was. I'm always afraid, but
it's got to be fast.
But I got to tell you, he got hit, and so he puts it back on, but he's shaking his head.
Yeah. Those pucks aren't light, man.
No, they hurt.
Those are heavy, heavy rubber
pucks.
God
bless those guys that throw their body in front of it those guys, they got brass basketballs on them. They really do. Those guys are. But I thought when I saw that last night, why don't they stop and check it out? Because the thing in the NFL, they got a full-time neutral doctor. Independent doctor that sits up there and watches and says, hey, check that guy out. He saw a hit. If you missed it, but he's shaking his head. I don't know. You ever seen a guy, they ever stop? See, we see it in football on the sideline. They go in the blue tent. They check him out. I don't know have you ever seen that done during hockey? I'm being serious to all hockey fans out there. Where a guy goes and you see him go off and go back, go in the back, and sometimes they come back in.
We saw it in the Lightning game, right? Guy goes off and never came back, but that guy was, wobbling off the ice.
Did Barkov, when he got drilled, did he come back in the game, or was that it for him? I can't remember. I totally forgot.
I think that might have been
He hit his head pretty good. I was wondering. I go, okay, I don't know what their rules are. Maybe they're a little different in the NFL.
It's very interesting, by the way. You look through Twitter and everyone's got a different opinion.
Are other people going the puck started it?
I don't know, man. The elbow looks like it barely grazed him. I'm watching this replay on 500 different angles.
I watched it 20 times, and if you're up in Toronto, they made it sound like it was the biggest hit in the history of hockey, that he should be suspended. I don't see it either.
I'm watching it on a bunch of angles, man. I just don't see it.
So he didn't drop down where he was out. He did lay there for a second. Then he got up.
Look, these Canada fans are intense, obviously, and they're saying he should be done for the season.
No. They're hey, They're going to play with what is their backup goalie, who, by the way, gave up a bunch of goals when a guy went out. So, gave up three goals in the third period. So, I'm sure they're like, oh, my God, this is not good. Even though he started a bunch of games in regular season, Joseph Woll played a lot of games.
I wonder what people think about that elbow, because it really...
Hey, by the way...
It just doesn't seem like enough. Someone said they clocked it at 90 miles an hour, over 90.
Oh, it was? See, I didn't hear that part of it.
Hey, man, that's got to be... I would think the equivalent of taking a hit over the middle of football, right?
That thing.
I know that, hey, but, like...
Any guy that stands there and does that for a living, where guys are firing... And by the way, he didn't see it. He never had a chance.
Yeah.
It literally... It hit him. That's how it stopped. It wasn't like he was putting his body... He just, in the middle... Like he lost the puck, and he goes, "Here it is. It's at your head." The other part of this, they might. How about the fan base? That's different level.
They're nuts.
Nothing against our fans, but that thing. How many people do they have outside?
So I saw that to get outside, you have to buy. They have tickets. Like you reserve a ticket. I actually looked into this because you asked me this morning, and it looks like initially they had 5,000, but it looks like they've expanded it.
It's amazing.
So I don't know what the exact number is now, but it's over 5,000 people.
And I got to tell you, that place, they rock and roll. That is, they're, make no mistake about what the number one sport is up there. That is.
That's pretty cool, man.
That is their.
Imagine getting to a game up there, what that would be like.
They got the little dolphin drought, too. I see somebody did that the other day.
A dolphin drought? Is that what they're calling it now?
Get to the.
Is that just all across sports? They just call it that now?
No, there's other teams that haven't won a Super Bowl in a long, 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 long time.
Not many.
How many times did I go? Long, 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 long time. All right. Hey, man, we got to go to break. Got more stuff to get to here with what's everybody's reaction? So now that was interesting. Kyle said there was an extra part and it was taken out.
Someone said, I just read an article on The Athletic advocating for a Bennett suspension. Barkov did not return, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
It's extra sensitive to head injuries down here.
By the way, when other players come right back in the game, like in Buffalo, our guys are out two games. And the quarterback, every time he gets one now, they're gonna put him out. He's four games. They're not messing around. They're not going to mess around. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on that program. Woody, we got to go to break. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. I want you to get rid of it. It's normal. It happens to every man out there. That did make me feel better when I went in there a year ago. And I said, guys, I got low T and ED both, and I got it bad. And, you're kind of desperate at that point. I don't know any of their professionals, but I'm telling them they're asking me questions. I'm being honest because I want to get great results. And they go, hey, Joe, you're not alone, man. You realize this problem happens to guys and they go to Atlantic Men's Clinic right now in their 40s, 50s. Half the men in their 50s have ED and low T. 60s, you can imagine the numbers there. 70s, but we got men all different ages coming to Atlantic Men's Clinic more and more every day because they know they're in for great results. Atlantic Men's Clinic gets rid of ED and low T. That's it. They put you on a safe program specifically made for you to get great results. That's all it's about. I mean, I'm going to simplify this thing. I went there, got the all the testing done, the T, the PSA test, met with their professional staff. They're in there with me. We're going over everything, and they put me on a program right away, and I got great results. Men ask me all the time, almost every day, so I'm going to go, how long does it take before it kicks in? Real fast. Within a couple weeks, you'll start noticing a big difference in your level of energy, and then your sex drive. You can get that back even faster. I'm telling you right now, 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. We're about ready to open the Hollywood location. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Don't be embarrassed. Go down there. If you're looking to get more out of life and get more energy, so that energy you used to have back and get your sex drive back, go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe, a few things to get people caught up on. First, it is weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees at the moment, and it does appear that there's rain in the forecast, depending on where you are in South Florida at this current moment. I don't want to predict because I was off yesterday.
That's right.
So I'm not feeling comfortable predicting.
I think anybody expects you to be accurate, to be honest.
I pride myself on my accurate weather reports. Also, we have a big event coming up on Friday. WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars is presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall at Tabacone at Plantation Walk. It is at 6 o'clock on Friday. We will all be out there, Joe, and you get whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop by and come hang with us. Tabacone Plantation Walk on Friday, and it is presented by our friends at Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. So we got a lot going on.
Our guy, Chris Atkins, man.
Big
one. Does Teddy and Chris just do a great job, man. They do. Whether it's a Buick, whether it's a Caddy, or it's a Chevy, those guys are great out there. They really are, and they support a lot of stuff. Chris supports a lot of stuff we do, and man, so if you want to come out, and by the way, don't think, oh, I don't want whiskey. Don't worry. I ain't drinking whiskey either. But I'm going to have me some tequila.
You like that tequila?
Anyway, hey.
You got to get you on the vodka Red Bull. That's my
No, mind. I really. You drink what you want. I'll drink what I want.
Got to keep you awake.
Good. No, it's all good. I don't. You drink that combo.
Well, you mix the coffee in there too, don't you?
I don't drink any coffee and tequila together. They don't.
That
like
ended poorly for
they
you.
They don't like each other. One or the other. They said, pick which one you're going to do because you got to do it the rest of the night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can't do them. But anyway, hey, man, that's a great event. You want to come out? Everybody at QAM will be out there. Big Bo's coming out, and we'll have the gang out there with you. So hopefully you'll be able to come by, say hello to us, hang out a little bit. And we can
watch a little hockey, maybe.
Watch a little hockey, hopefully. You better make sure that TV's out there.
See who's suspended, who's not suspended.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you. I'll put you on a spot here.
No, he's not getting suspended.
Really?
No.
Huh.
I didn't see enough to get Sam Bennett. Like I
don't
know.
I think he grazed him. I don't think he touched him.
So if I'm the Panthers, they're going, "Hey, man, this Anthony Stolarz thing had to do with getting hit in the head." Yeah, that's not our fault that your people don't catch that. Go back and look. He's shaking his head. He's going, man, whoa.
It's going to be a tough sell, though, man.
And somebody, you said somebody already texted in. It was like 90 miles an hour. I don't know. That
was fast enough. I mean, it rocked
it was
him.
Enough
it looked
to,
like it rocked
knocked
him.
The frig- it knocked it off, and he's sitting there, and he's shaking his head. I don't know. Most people don't do that after. He never saw Woody.
If I was betting, I would say probably yes. But
Woody, it was one of the few times I've watched these goalies. And listen, they do a great job of blocking them in front and making, you know, getting traffic there in front to make that job real difficult in that small area. He got hit right in the head. And there was no tip or anything. It just hit him right in the head, and he never saw it. He just got drilled. And they're like, oh, this hit, and Sam Bennett's a, you know, that's his reputation, he's a bad guy, and all that stuff. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on. So anyway, we'll see, but I think he's going to be okay. I don't care. They're talking about something happened in 2023.
Hey, man, these guys in Canada want him banned for life.
I know, but they're talking about 2023, 2 years ago. I saw a report last night, and one of the reporters, he body slammed. guy and there was no penalty then, and, you know, it's enough's enough with Sam Benning. Like, hey, man, we are a chippy physical team. Mm-hmm. Don't – that's the way they play. It's nice for up once it's us and not talking about the other team, right?
But that's the problem, though, man. Bullying us. Sam Bennett's got a little history of that. Like, the team seems to have kind of a little bit of an issue with that. So,
by the way,
I'm guessing they're going to look at that and probably give him a game. But
yeah,
would be my guess.
Hey, you know who else they don't like up there? Like I noticed last night when he touched the puck, Marshawn.
Yeah.
Whatever happened, and folks, I'm sorry, I don't know enough about the history of the Boston Bruins and that Toronto team, Maple Leafs team, but apparently
not good. Probably
it's not good because I thought he was Bennett, and they go, no, it's and he doesn't care. I mean, that guy.
They probably don't like Tkachuk much either.
No,
I didn't get to see the national anthem last night. Did they boo?
I didn't.
The national anthem.
I wonder if anyone saw
that.
By the way, but there's three guys that I know don't really care how you feel about them.
Yeah.
It's the three guys we're talking about, right?
Oh, Matthew Tkachuk especially.
You think Bennett cares? You don't think Bennett's heard it his whole
life? I think Matthew Tkachuk likes it.
I don't think Bennett. It doesn't bother Bennett.
Fueled by that stuff, but.
And you think Marchand at this point is affected by this stuff? I've heard it both ways. I don't know if it's Marshawn or Marchand.
You'd have to ask Goldie.
Anyway, I'm trying to leave Gold alone, man. And Gold likes to text, and, you know, he likes to get in on all the topics no matter where he is. But we got more stuff to get to. Bill Lindsay is going to join us coming up. That's our teaser with stuff. Tell you what, they got some really good players, though. That Nylander, wow, is he good. 2 goals and assist. 33 seconds in last night, he gets the first one. We'll talk to Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, former Panther player. We'll join us when we come back in just a few minutes. We'll have that for you. But first, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Yeah, I love talking about that sports medicine program they have put together. It's one of the best in the country. Now, you go, how do you get that? Well, you got to have great facilities, number one. Number two, you got to have great specialists and great team doctors, and they have put together an all-star lineup of doctors specializing in the knee. Anything to do with the knee doesn't matter. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We got doctors to take care of you. Dave Broward in Palm Beach County, you don't have to go anywhere else. Listen, they're taking care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They're there for a lot of our sporting events here that are going on right now. And, yes, they have three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and also the new facility. Yeah, it's not so new. It's a couple years old now. 595 and Pine Island Implantation got you covered. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting everybody that's competitive in sports healthy back out playing them all again and playing at your best.